The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, cookie lovers. Welcome to Crumb by Crumb, where we explore the delicious world of crumble cookie. I'm your host, DJ Sweets, your go-to guide for all things cookie-related. From classic favorites to exciting new flavors, I'll give you the scoop on which cookies are worth the hype and which cookies you're better off saving your money on. So grab a glass of milk, sit back, and join me as we break down each cookie crumb by crumb. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Crumb by Crumb. This week is a super, super exciting week. It's actually Luck Week at Crumble Cookie, which means that you could buy a pack of 6 cookies for the price of 4 all week long, all in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So first of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. This week's Crumble Cookie lineup is perfect for St. Patrick's Day. We are starting off strong with Wildberry Sugar. Now this cookie is a warm vanilla sugar cookie packed with strawberries and blueberries. Next up on the lineup is Cookies and Cream Brownie. Now, we tried this cookie last week and reviewed it, and this week it was just as amazing as it was last week. The third cookie on the menu this week is Chocolate Mint Cake featuring Andes. Next up is the Semi-Sweet Chocolate Chunk Cookie, which is also another cookie that we reviewed. The next cookie on the menu this week is Mallow Cream featuring Lucky Charms. We have Milk Glaze featuring Fruity Pebbles. And last but certainly not least is the Original Pink Sugar, which we haven't seen in Crumble Cookies lineup in what feels like a while. Now, in honor of St. Patrick's Day this week and the crumble cookie lineup itself, we are calling this episode Luck of the Crumble. And we are starting off strong with my absolute favorite cookie of the week, the cookie that gets a 10 out of 10 off the bat, the Mallow Cream featuring Lucky Charms cookie. Now, this cookie is inspired by the iconic cereal Lucky Charms, of course, but it is a rich white treat with vanilla marshmallow frosting and colorful Lucky Charms on top. And let me just tell you, I knew that this cookie was going to be amazing, but when I bit into it, it just completely melted in your mouth. And the actual marshmallow frosting was such a good combination with the cookie. I absolutely loved the white chocolate chips inside the cookie. And I knew I was going to love this cookie before I ate it just because of my obsession with the Lucky Charms cereal itself. The actual frosting to the cookie was absolutely insane. Like I said, it melted in your mouth. I do wish that I tasted a little bit more of that marshmallow flavor, but once you bit into the marshmallow Lucky Charms on top, you really got the full effect of this cookie. It was so amazing. Overall, it was such a good cookie. The flavor was perfect, and the different combinations of the different flavors just complemented each other so well. And because of that, I give this cookie a 10 out of 10. I didn't know how they were going to incorporate Lucky Charms into an actual cookie, and the way that they did it was just to perfection. Coming in at second place this week is the Milk Glaze featuring Fruity Pebbles treat. Now, I absolutely loved this cookie, and when I saw it on the menu, I was so excited because I absolutely love Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles has been my favorite cereal ever since I could remember. That was the go-to cereal. If my mom let me pick out a cereal at the store, that's the cereal I was getting. Now, this treat is a soft cereal milk flavored sugar cookie brushed with a milky glaze and topped with colorful fruity pebbles on top. This cookie, I anticipated it to be chilled. So when I bit into it and it was warm, I was a little bit shocked, but I was not disappointed. I loved the milk flavor in the cookie. And once you dipped the actual cookie into milk and then ate it, that's when you got the full effect of all of the flavors. It was so good. I really, really loved the crunch of the Fruity Pebbles on top, but the actual cookie, I wish it had a little bit more of the cereal flavor. The cookie just tasted like milk with Fruity Pebbles on top, which was still good. I just thought the actual cookie would have a little bit more of that Fruity Pebble flavor. And for that, I give this cookie an 8 out of 10, but I did love it. And once you dipped it into milk, it really just tasted like you were eating like a Fruity Pebble brownie. And it was absolutely amazing. Taking home the third place trophy this week is the chocolate mint cake featuring Andy's Candy. Now, this treat is two layers of rich, moist, dark chocolate cake stacked with semi-sweet chocolate ganache, luscious mint cream cheese frosting, and sprinkled with smooth Andy's candy pieces on top. Now, I actually really, really loved this treat. I thought that this treat tasted like the mint Girl Scout cookies, but in a cake version. And as soon as I bit into it, that was the only thing I could think about, was eating Thin Mints. The cake itself was super, super fluffy, super moist, and the frosting was absolutely amazing. I was really, really nervous to bite into the mint frosting because I am someone that doesn't really love mint flavored things. I like mint flavored things if it's done correctly, but if it's to the point where it tastes like toothpaste, I do not like it. And I thought Crumble did a really good job this week of making their cream cheese frosting minty, but not toothpaste minty. But overall, I thought this cookie was super good. I loved the semi-sweet chocolate ganache. I think that making the chocolate ganache semi-sweet really made the cake amazing because it wasn't overpowering, it wasn't too minty, it wasn't too sweet. The flavors complemented each other super, super well. And for that, I give this treat a 7.5 to an 8 out of 10. Now that leads me to my next cookie, which is taking home the fourth place trophy, the Wild Berry Sugar Cookie. Now, this cookie is a warm vanilla sugar cookie packed with strawberries and blueberries. This cookie just reminded me of like breakfast, like a blueberry muffin that you eat in the morning. When I bit into it, I did think that it was a little bit more on the simpler side, which is what I think Crumble was going for, so that's okay. But it did seem a little bit plain to me if you bit into a bite without any of that strawberry or any of that blueberry flavor. Now, overall, I thought this cookie was pretty good. It was definitely more on the simple side. But one thing I thought was interesting was the texture of this cookie. It was very different from most of Crumble's cookies, and I actually really enjoyed the texture. This cookie is definitely for all the berry lovers. So if you're someone who likes fruity berries or just like that fruity flavor in your sweet treat, then this cookie is for you. I give this cookie a 7 out of 10 because I didn't think I was going to like it at all. And I actually ended up taking a lot more bites than I anticipated. I really wanted to get into that blueberry and into that strawberry flavor, and once I did, that's what really made me enjoy this cookie. All right, now that that leads me to our next cookie in the fifth place spot. Unfortunately, I do not like putting this cookie in the fifth place spot, but I have already tried this dessert. I've already reviewed her, the cookies and cream brownie. Now, I've said it before, this cookie is very much giving corner piece brownie. It's got that crunch that I love in a brownie. But the one thing that I was missing in my cookies and cream brownie this week was that chocolate ganache and that cookies and cream flavor. Now, I did have the chocolate ganache on my dessert, but I didn't have as much as I did last time. So I was a little bit disappointed about that. And I also thought that this cookies and cream brownie that I received this week was lacking cookies and cream flavor. It just tasted like the brownie with the white buttercream on top and Oreos sprinkled on top. Now, I love the Oreos on top. I thought it added a great crunch to the dessert, but I just wish I tasted a little bit more of that white buttercream or just a little bit more of the cookies and cream flavor. And for that, I'm gonna give this cookie an 8 out of 10 because I do love this treat. You can't go wrong with the cookies and cream brownie. I just wish that I had more of that cookies and cream and chocolate ganache flavor. Now, for our next cookie, we have the classic, you can't go wrong, our semi-sweet chocolate chunk cookie. This is also another cookie that we've tried before. A chocolate chip, but make it more chunky treat. A delicious cookie filled with irresistible semi-sweet chocolate chunks and a sprinkle of flaky sea salt. Now, I just think you can't really go wrong with this cookie. I love the bigger chunks of chocolate and the flaky sea salt. I think it adds the perfect touch to this cookie. And for that, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. I do like this cookie a lot better than their original chocolate chip cookie. It's thinner, it's a lot more flavorful, and I think Crumbl just does a really good job with this cookie every single time they have it on the menu. Coming in at last place is the original pink sugar cookie. Now, this is a classic Crumbl cookie, one that comes and goes on the Crumbl cookie lineup. Week in and week out, we will always see the original pink sugar cookie. Now, their original recipe is finally back. They had an original almond sugar cookie recipe for this cookie, and then they changed it, which made this cookie super, super controversial. Everybody loved the original recipe, so once they changed it, people were boycotting this cookie. Nobody liked it. But I will say, the original recipe is back, so it is a lot better than the recipe that they changed it into. Now, this cookie is an almond sugar cookie topped with a perfect pink swoop of red almond frosting. You definitely get that almond flavor once you taste this cookie and once you bite into it. And it is not my favorite cookie, which is why it's in last place. I am very, very happy that the original recipe is back and Crumbl Cookie listened to their customers and they brought that original recipe back. I'm super, super grateful for that. But for some reason, my cookie was still like falling apart, and it wasn't like I would break it apart and it just like was in a whole bunch of crumbs, and I didn't like the flavor of the almond. I just thought it was a little bit too much. I liked the first bite, I will say. When I originally tasted it, I could taste that original recipe coming back, but once I bit into it again, it was like they still left something out. There's some ingredient missing in this cookie, and unfortunately, that is why this cookie is being put in the last place position for this week's Crumbl cookie lineup. All right, folks, that wraps up our Luck of the Crumbl episode, our St. Patty's Day celebration. I hope you are as excited as I am for this delicious lineup. In my opinion, they absolutely outdid themselves this week. So if you are interested in any of the flavors this week, you have a few more days to go and try out Crumbl's St. Patrick's Day lineup. If you loved hearing about these sweet creations from Crumbl Cookie, don't forget to tune in next time for more tasty adventures. And until then, may your day and all of your days be as filled with cookies and good fortune. Catch you later. Bye.